This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Good evening. It's Saturday, September 30th. I'm Sean Rice with your top stories on KRDO News Radio. A motorist is dead following a traffic crash incident that happened Friday night. The Colorado Springs Police Department received the call for service around 10:24 in the evening in the area of Centennial Boulevard and North 30th Street. Multiple lanes were shut down for approximately 3 hours as the investigation efforts were underway. Officers found a motorcycle in the southbound lanes and the driver on the shoulder of a roadway. Medical staff soon determined the driver was dead at the scene. The initial investigation reports the driver was traveling south on Centennial when they lost control and struck the west side curb. That's when they were ejected from the motorcycle and hit a tree. The identity is now known of the parole officer killed in Colorado Springs on Thursday. The State Department of Corrections says Officer Christine Guerin Sandoval died when she was hit by a vehicle that was driven by a wanted suspect. The suspect, identified as 41-year-old Justin Kula, was found about 3 hours later. He's expected to face multiple charges, including manslaughter. Testimony in the murder trial of Joshua Johnson continued Friday in Colorado Springs. Jurors heard testimony from a number of employees who worked with 17-year-old Riley Whitelaw at a Walgreens store where she was found stabbed to death last year. Several of them testified about Whitelaw's complaints about having to work with Johnson, including him being angry with her in the weeks before her death. Whitelaw's mother also testified that Johnson touched her daughter without consent, while messages sent to her friends showed that Whitelaw felt Johnson was, quote, creepy and disgusting. Johnson is charged with first-degree murder in the 17-year-old's death. The Pueblo County Sheriff's Office has arrested a man wanted in connection with a deadly crash last month in Pueblo West. Deputies arrested Cohen Kyle Thursday and charged him with multiple counts of vehicular homicide, as well as one count of child abuse resulting in death. Investigators say a BMW driven by Kyle crashed into another vehicle along North Purcell Boulevard on August 26th after crossing into oncoming traffic. Two adults and a 12-year-old child died in the crash. The BMW was reportedly traveling over 100 miles an hour at the time of the crash. El Paso County's top election official is giving voters a rundown on upcoming ballot issues that could affect their taxes. Clerk and Recorder Steve Schleicher has put out a Tabor guide for several questions that will be put on the ballot in November. The summaries in the guide are meant to give general information as well as comments for and against each measure. Measures on the ballot this year include Colorado Springs ballot issue 2A, which would allow the city to keep nearly $5 million in excess tax revenue to pay for a new police training academy. Ballots for the election will go out on October 16th. Several Southern Colorado veterans are being honored for their service with an all-expenses-paid trip. The annual honor flight to Washington, D.C. began Thursday and will return today. 56 veterans are taking part in the trip this year. The public is being invited to take part in a welcome home event for those veterans Saturday afternoon at Sierra High School. That's along Jet Wing Drive. For more headlines, head on over to KRDO.com. I'm Sean Rice. Have a great Saturday.
Calm conditions persist across southern Colorado overnight tonight. Temperatures down into the 40s in El Paso County, so a little cooler. 50s across the eastern plains. A nice cool start Sunday morning. Mix of sun and clouds. Gusty southwest winds will be between 30 to 40 miles per hour. Temperatures slightly cooler in the 70s. These winds are kicking up ahead of our next incoming cold front, which officially arrives on Tuesday, dropping temperatures back down into the 50s for highs. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.